Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend, John Burns, on the show. John has helped executives form demographic-based strategies for many years now. For decades now, he's been doing this. He is the author co-author of a new book called Big Shifts Ahead, Demographic Clarity for Business. He's the founder and CEO of John Burns Real Estate Consulting. And he's our new friend, John Burns. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Folks, this book is fascinating. You know how much time I spent on the show over the last 19 years talking about demographics, the power of demographics. John, I remind people, when we're talking demographics, these are live people. you can't argue with demographics, can you?
No, they're pretty predictable. I'm going to be 1 year older next year, Jim. I'm highly confident in that.
So. Yeah, exactly. And so one of the things, folks, this book is fascinating. One of the things that's, that you and your co-author Chris Porter do is you look at the generations a little differently, right? You actually break them down into 10-year periods instead of 20-year periods.
Yeah, Jeff, if I had a dollar for every generalization made about millennial, I'd be retired.
Right, right. I made a few of those myself.
Yeah, well, my daughter is a junior in high school, and she's a millennial, and Mark Zuckerberg is a millennial. So how are we going to group the two of those into the same category and talk about their high school classmates and their purchasing behavior?
What is the most important thing that as business owners out here on Main Street, that we need to know and think and understand about the power and the impact of demographics?
Well, I think there's too much discussion and not enough numbers. Mm-hmm. I mean, the business people make decisions with facts, and there's all the different generations when they start, when they end. And what we did is we did not, actually, I'm almost embarrassed. We spent 9,000 hours researching this book. I've got more than 100 colored charts in here. We I broke them out by decade born, so they're all 10-year periods. The math is really easy because somebody born in 1980 is 26 years old today, or 36 years old today. I can't do the math in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it so much easier to understand.
Well, exactly. No, I think you're right, because if you think about, one of the things you mentioned, the millennials, I have been employing millennials now for 10 years or more. And some of the first millennials I hired are now, well into their 30s.
That's right.
We got brand new in working for us now that's just not even out of college yet. So that's a big swath of experiences, isn't it, to put them into one category.
Yeah, somebody with 12 years of experience and young kids is a little bit different than somebody that just graduated from high school.
But there are some things that aren't they going to, other than just the time in their life, in terms of, obviously, a 22-year-old is not as likely to buy a house as a 32-year-old is, but in a lot of ways, the environment around them is the same, right? I mean, a lot of their values are the same, the way they think about their future, a lot of that's the same. I'm in working with them, I see a lot of similarities.
Well, I'm not going to completely disagree with you, but society and values shift over time, right?
Right.
So somebody born in 1985 is more similar to someone born in 95 than someone born in 1955.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
But if you really follow the movement over time, you'll see that those early millennials came into the workforce right in the Great Recession. They got absolutely crushed. The economy could not have been worse.
Right.
Fortunately for them, actually, they probably had not bought a home and gone through foreclosure and then those things. And now all of a sudden they hit their 30s, and finally we've got a good economy. Whereas the younger group, they don't know what you're talking about with a lousy economy. They had three or four job offers if they just graduated from school. They may not have been, quite at the job that they wanted yet. But they also saw what happened to the group in front of them and are behaving very conservatively.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people don't appreciate this. You know, they're using debit cards instead of credit cards.
Right.
They're not big borrowers.
Right. One interesting thing is, we go to a break here, John. I hired a millennial when she was pretty young. She worked for me for several years. Before she left, I had hired a person about 7 years younger than her, who's also millennial, and I remember the tough time she and I had communicating a few times. I went in their office one day, and she was having a hard time communicating with the other person. And, you know, they're both millennials, right? She was throwing up her hands. So your points are well taken. Folks, when we come back, we're going to overlay all of this on the real estate market. I can't wait to hear John's thoughts on the future of real estate in America. It's going to be fascinating and probably some things you didn't expect to hear. Twenty Tail, right back with John Burns. The book is called Big Shifts Ahead.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.